Who's the better Canadian in the world of entertainment, Jim Carrey or Drake? Man, oh man, Jim Carrey did what in 1994? Was that the year? Three number ones, back to back to back? The first person to do it in the history of movies? The Mask, Ace Ventura, and what? Dumb and Dumber. Boom, bam, boom. In fact, the order was Ace Ventura, The Mask, and Dumb and Dumber. And this has got me thinking, okay? If you're listening to this, do yourself a favor and bring more joy into your life by watching all three of those movies back to back to back. And I've been thinking about this too. Where have all the great comedy movies gone? Like the new ones? Where's the hype around what's going to make you laugh the most this year? Was there anything like that in 2023? Was there anything like that in 2022? What happened? Did cancel culture fuck things up? I don't know. Are we too sensitive? Are people not writing great movies in the world of comedy? Is feel-good comedy too cheesy? Does everyone hate cheese? Oh, what's going on? For real. I'm confused because those were the best of movies. And Jim Carrey, for a long time, especially in 1994, was that the year? Ace Ventura, The Mask, Dumb and Dumber? Yo, I did not know this guy did that. Okay, that was another episode of Expensive Popcorn on this Thanksgiving Monday. I watched this really dope YouTube video on Jim Carrey. I'm going to put the link in the bio below. Watch it as well and be inspired, but also remind yourself that unless you not pray, but visualize and physically manifest and get extremely lucky, you will never be better than Jim Carrey. That guy is not just one of one, but one of the best to ever do it. Prime Jim Carrey was elite. He is so of lore that when you think about his talent and again, the output and the feedback and the amount of feedback and the amount of revenue and the amount of eyes that were on him, in a time that wasn't social media driven. We're not talking about the internet even being popular, but we're talking about mad numbers. Again, historic numbers. He did something that nobody's done before. Jim fucking Carrey, that dude from Canada. He's so much a legend that, again, it's not just impossible to be better than him, but you cannot really even come close to doing what he was able to do. Where am I going with this? I'm not even making any sense. Kind of like all the blue blah that Jim Carrey spits out now, right? He's in his own world. But hey, he's always been in his own world and he leaned into it and was able to do what he set out to do. And that's do the most for his family and also make the people laugh and be fresh. Be himself. So congrats to you. Anywho. That was another episode, again, of Expensive Popcorn, that movie/television/review show/documentary review show/actor review show/anything in the world of film and TV shows. We're talking about it here in a couple of minutes, and I'm glad to do so, all right? I'm also glad to be lucky enough to be a professional playlister. On top of being a professional podcaster, yes, I update a playlist every week with 22 songs. We just hit 390 Sundays in a row. 390 Sundays in a row. I can barely say that without fucking it up. Okay, it sounds like a tongue twister. Say that. 390 Sundays in a row. Who am I? That guy. What can I do? Everything. I'm a professional playlister. Again, check out the playlist in the bio below. 22 every Sunday. We also, because of it, are able to produce a show exclusively available on Spotify called 22/7. It's a music show where we play music and talk a lot of shit about the thing that is most powerful and also most subjective. Anyway, the proof is in the playlist, and I gotta get the fuck out of here. Have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good night. We don't know when you're listening to this, but we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.